他陪朋友吃了一顿午饭，24年后成为亿万富翁。6月12日
He had lunch with a friend, and 24 years later, he became a billionaire. June 12th.
SpaceX 正式上市，开盘后市值一度冲上2.1万亿美元。
SpaceX went public, and its market capitalization surged to $2.1 trillion after the IPO.
全世界都在关注马斯克，因为他成为了人类历史上第一位身价突破万亿美元的富豪。
The whole world is watching Musk because he has become the first person in human history to have a net worth of over $1 trillion.
有人算过。
Someone has calculated.
他的财富甚至超过中国前50大富豪企业资产总和，但比起马斯克。
His wealth is even greater than the total assets of the top 5 richest companies in China, but compared to Musk.
更让我感慨的是另一个人。
What's even more striking is another person.
When they shot well. 今天他的身家超过13亿美元，成为全球最新诞生的亿万富翁之一。
Today, his net worth exceeded $13 billion, making him one of the newest billionaires in the world.
他不是创始人，不是火箭工程师。
He is not the founder, nor a rocket engineer.
甚至很多普通人从来没听过他的名字，但如果没有他。
Even many ordinary people have never heard of his name, but without him.
SpaceX 未必能走到今天。
SpaceX may not have reached today.
而这一切竟然始于24年前的一顿午饭。2002年 ，SpaceX 刚刚成立。
And all of this actually started 24 years ago with a lunch in 2002 when SpaceX was just founded.
整个公司只有十几个人，没有成功发射过一枚火箭，没有 NASA 订单，没有商业客户。
The company only has a few dozen people, has not launched a rocket successfully, has not received any NASA orders, and has no commercial customers.
更没有今天的星链。
There is no Starlink today.
说白了。
In short.
当时的 SpaceX 就是一家没人知道的小创业公司。
At that time, SpaceX was just a small, unknown startup.
那一天
That day.
Gwynne 陪一位同事吃饭
Yu Ying ate with a colleague.
庆祝对方即将加入一家叫 SpaceX 的公司，结果饭局上，他遇到了马斯克。那时候的马斯克刚卖掉 PayPal， 已经实现财富自由。按照正常人的逻辑
To celebrate a friend's upcoming joining of SpaceXHe met Elon Musk at a dinner. At that time, Elon Musk had just sold PayPal and achieved financial freedom. According to normal logic, this should be a great opportunity.
他完全可以退休，享受生活，可他偏偏把大部分身家投入火箭，并且公开宣称。
He could completely retire and enjoy life, but he chose to invest most of his fortune in rockets and publicly announced it.
他要把人类送上火星，在当时绝大多数人看来，这根本不是创业，而是疯狂。两个人聊了很久。
He wants to send humans to Mars, which at the time seemed like a crazy idea to most people. The two of them talked for a long time.
聊火箭，聊商业航天，聊人类未来。后来闺女回忆说，她从来没有见过一个人。
Let's talk about rockets. Talk about commercial space. Talk about the future of humanity. And then the daughter recalls that she has never seen a man.
能把未来描述得如此真实。那顿饭结束后。
To be able to describe the future so realistically after the meal.
马斯克现场面试了她。
Elon Musk interviewed him on site.
一周之后，他成为 SpaceX.
A week later, it became SpaceX.
第11名员工，很多年后回头看，这可能是全世界回报率最高的一顿午饭。
The 11th employee, looking back many years later, thought this was the most profitable meal in the world.
但真正困难的。
But the real difficulty.
从来不是加入。
Never join.
而是相信，因为加入 SpaceX 之后
Instead, I believe that because of joining SpaceX,
他接到的是一个几乎不可能完成的任务。
He was assigned a task that was almost impossible to complete.
他负责业务发展和销售，简单说就是卖火箭。
He's responsible for business development and sales. In simple terms, he sells rockets.
问题是
The problem is,
当时 SpaceX 连一枚成功发射的火箭都没有，谁会买？一家从来没有把东西成功送上太空的公司。
When SpaceX couldn't even launch a rocket successfully, who would buy a company that had never successfully delivered anything to space?
却要向 NASA 推销发射服务。
However, they had to promote their launch services to NASA.
向美国空军推销发射服务。
Promote launch services to the U.S. Air Force.
向全球商业客户推销发射服务。
Promote launch services to global business customers.
这几乎是不可能完成的任务。
This is almost an impossible task.
但他做到了，他一次次走进会议室。
But he did. He repeatedly entered the conference room.
一次次向客户解释，为什么 SpaceX 会比传统航天公司更快。
Repeatedly explain to customers why SpaceX is faster than traditional aerospace companies.
更便宜。
Cheaper.
更可靠。为什么一家年轻的创业公司值得信任？后来。
Why should a young startup be trusted over a more established company?
他帮助 SpaceX 拿下超过$50亿商业合同。
He helped SpaceX secure over $500 million in commercial contracts.
把猎鹰火箭推向全球市场。
Launch the Falcon rocket to the global market.
把一家默默无闻的创业公司。
A quiet and unknown startup company.
变成全球最重要的商业航天企业之一。与此同时。
While becoming one of the world's most important commercial space companies,
他还一路陪伴 SpaceX 从十几个人成长到22,000多名员工。
He has also accompanied SpaceX from its early days with just a few people to its current state with over 22,000 employees.
可以说 SpaceX 过去24年的每一次关键跨越，几乎都有他的身影。有人说。
It can be said that SpaceX has been involved in almost every key breakthrough in the past 24 years.
马斯克负责仰望星空，而 Greenlee 负责让梦想活下来。我觉得这句话特别准确。
Musk is responsible for looking up at the stars, while Gwyneth is responsible for making dreams come true. I think this sentence is very accurate.
马斯克设计未来，他经营现实。
Musk designs the future and he manages the present.
马斯克告诉世界为什么要去火星，他告诉客户为什么要签合同。马斯克负责梦想，他负责把梦想变成现金流。如果没有马斯克
，Musk told the world why to go to Mars. He told customers why to sign the contract. Musk is responsible for dreams, and he is responsible for turning dreams into cash flow. If there were no Musk,
不会有 SpaceX. 但越来越多人也开始相信，如果没有 Greenlee。
There won't be SpaceX, but more and more people are also starting to believe that without grenades,
SpaceX 未必能活到今天。更让我敬佩的是，这些年最坚定反对上市的人之一。
SpaceX may not survive today, but what I admire most is one of the most steadfast opponents of going public.
恰恰也是他，因为华尔街总在催促 SpaceX 上市。上市意味着财富，意味着流动性，意味着资本市场的追捧。
That's exactly it, because Wall Street is always urging SpaceX to go public. Going public means wealth, liquidity, and the attention of capital markets.
但 Greenlee 始终担心一件事。
But Huen always worried about one thing.
他担心公开市场会让 SpaceX 陷入嫉妒思维。
He worried that the open market would lead SpaceX to focus on quarterly results.
只关注下一季度赚多少钱，而忘记十年、二十年之后要去哪里。他曾公开表示。
He once publicly stated that he only focused on the profits of the next quarter, forgetting where he would go in 10 or 20 years.
我不确定 SpaceX 是否应该上市，因为资本市场关心的是季度收益。
I'm not sure if SpaceX should go public because the capital market cares about quarterly earnings.
而 SpaceX 关心的是人类未来。
And SpaceX is concerned about the future of humanity.
直到这一次，他终于同意上市。
Until this time, he finally agreed to go public.
但即便在上市当天，他依然说了一句话：我不想把注意力放在季度收益上。
But even on the day of its listing, he still said one thing, and I don't want to focus on the quarterly earnings.
我们所做的事情非常具有前瞻性。看到这里，我忽然想起很多年前的一件事。
What we're doing is very forward-thinking, and I suddenly remembered something from a long time ago.
2014年，张一鸣曾邀请我加入字节跳动，那时候的字节远没有今天耀眼。
In 2014, Zhang Yiming invited me to join ByteDance. At that time, ByteDance was far from the dazzling one it is today.
抖音还没有诞生， TikTok 更不存在。
TikTok doesn't exist yet.
后来因为搜狐的竞业限制等原因，
Later, due to the limitations of Sabu's professionalism and other reasons,
我最终没有加入，而是选择创业，后来创业失败了，而字节成长为中国最成功的互联网公司之一。
I eventually didn't join, but chose to start a business. Later, the business failed, while ByteDance grew into one of the most successful internet companies in China.
如果只看结果，很多人会说，我错过了一个时代，但这么多年过去，我其实并不后悔。
If you only look at the results, many people would say, I missed a great opportunity, but after so many years, I don't regret it.
因为人生最有意思的地方就在这里。
Because the most interesting part of life is here.
所有伟大的公司。
All great companies.
在伟大之前。
Before greatness.
都像一家普通公司。
They are all like a normal company.
所有改变世界的机会，在出现的时候，都带着巨大的不确定性。2002年的 SpaceX 如此，2014年的字节如此，今天的 AI 也是如此。所以这些年，我越来越相信一件事。
All opportunities to change the world come with great uncertainty. SpaceX in 2002, Byte in 2014, and AI today are all examples. Therefore, I have become increasingly convinced of one thing over the years.
年轻的时候，我们总以为人与人的差距来自努力。
When we were young, we always thought that the difference between people came from effort.
后来才发现，努力当然重要，但努力解决的是执行问题，而选择决定的却是方向问题。
Later, I realized that effort is important, but effort solves the execution problem, while the direction problem is solved by choice.
同样努力十年，有人在高速公路上奔跑，有人在乡间小路上跋涉。
Both worked hard for 10 years. Some ran on the highway, and others walked on the country road.
最终到达的地方可能完全不同，所以有时候选择比努力更重要。
The final destination may be completely different, so sometimes choosing is more important than working hard.
2002年，马斯克选择了火箭，归尼选择了 SpaceX。2014年，有人选择加入字节跳动，有人选择创业。今天，又有无数人在 AI 面前做着自己的选择。
In 2002, Musk chose to work with rockets while his friends chose SpaceX. In 2014, some people chose to join ByteDance while others chose to start their own businesses. Today, countless people are making their own choices in the face of AI.
回头看，每一个改变命运的机会，在出现的时候都不像机会。
Looking back, every opportunity that changes one's fate doesn't appear as an opportunity.
每一家伟大的公司，在伟大之前。
Every great company before it was great.
都像一家普通公司，每一个伟大的未来。
All are like a normal company, each with a great future.
在开始的时候
At the beginning
都像一个疯狂的想法而真正决定人与人差距的未必是你比别人更努力而是当时代转弯的时候你是否愿意站到未来那一边
All of these are just crazy ideas and what truly determines the difference between people is not necessarily that you work harder than others But whether you are willing to stand on the side of the future when the times change.
哪怕看不清，哪怕会犯错，哪怕最终失败。
Even if I can't see clearly, even if I make mistakes, even if I ultimately fail.
因为人生从来不是一道选择题。
Because life is never a multiple choice question.
而是一道证明题。
It is a proof problem.
选了哪条路
Which road did you choose?
就把哪条路走成答案
Choose the route to take as the answer.
越过山丘，越见未来
Over the hills, one sees the future